the tabernacle at Shiloh at the stated seasons, even though it might require considerable sacrifice. That very effort would lead them to place a higher value upon their religious privileges. I would suggest to you what's being paralleled here is that if you have an experience with a church family that is a struggle to you because you are understanding and implementing and living present truth, and that understanding is causing you a struggle with your church family, a spiritual battle, it's that very effort that is going to teach you to place a higher value upon your religion. Continuing on. In seeking to bring the worship of God nearer home, Gideon was but providing to indulge the people in their indolence. This would have no beneficial influence upon them. All plans based upon human reasoning should be looked upon with a jealous eye, lest Satan insinuate himself into the position which belongs to God alone. The course pursued by Gideon proved a snare not only to himself and family, but to all Israel. The irregular and unauthorized worship led the people finally to forsake the Lord altogether to serve idols. The ephod and the breastplate were regarded with pride because of their costly material and exquisite workmanship, and after a time they were looked on with superstitious reverence. After a time, it manifested into a legal religion. Continuing on. The service at the place of worship were celebrated with feasting and merriment, and at last became a scene of dissipation and licentiousness. Thus Israel were led away from God by the very man who had once overthrown their idolatry. If men could foresee the result of their course, if they could realize the influence which they exert upon their own families and upon society, they would move with greater caution and would maintain a firmer reliance upon God. The misconduct of parents frequently produces the most ruinous effects upon their children and associates after the actors themselves have been laid in the grave. There is no evil which man should so much dread as being given up to his own lusts. This was the fate of Israel. After Gideon's death, the people, especially of his own house, plunged into the grossest idolatry. Thus the snare which Gideon had so unwittingly set entrapped the unwary feet of thousands. A snare, how many snares are found in our path today? There is need that light from above be constantly shed upon our way, that we may see the snares laid for our feet. Oh, that fathers and mothers could realize the dangers that beset the path, their path, and the path of their children. Those who are placed in the highest position may lead astray, especially if they feel that there is no danger. The wisest err, the strongest grow weary. Excess of caution is often attended with as great danger as